Once we can agree upon a capitalist-communist conspiracy, then we have to study the nature of the power elite and the super rich and the people who have the feeling that they control the planet and that we belong to them and we are used by them to their ends. But this is a type of person who has no national loyalties, who is capable of running large corporations and starting wars, using wars for effecting change and so forth. If you look through history, you can identify these figures and you can identify them today. So to me, all of that makes sense.